Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
From humble beginnings more than 85 years ago, Mueller Incorporated has grown to become the leading manufacturer of steel buildings and residential metal roofing in the Southwest. Our company is still headquartered in Ballinger, the small West Texas town where it was founded, but we've grown to more than 30 locations. What has been the key factor in that growth? Innovation. At Mueller, innovation requires thinking outside the metal box. We always strive to be better than we were yesterday. By doing that, we've uncovered new technology and have discovered that strength doesn't come from what you can do, it comes from what you once thought was impossible. From simple barns to highly complex commercial projects, a Mueller structure is manufactured with longevity, durability, and customer satisfaction in mind. You can rest assured that your Mueller metal roof or steel building will withstand the test of time. Here at Mueller, we're making it better, we're making it stronger, and we're making it right here in America. Give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER to get started on your Mueller project today.
Well, initial trades expected to remain sluggish through most cattle markets, with cash market interest on the back burner once again, with bids and asking prices not really expected till around midweek. Show list distribution and inventory taking is likely to be the main focus today, with feeders attempting to maintain the momentum of last week's higher prices in the live cattle trade. Expected larger supply levels through much of the spring and summer months is creating some additional caution, with packers attempting to curb cash spending levels due to weaker margins and the lack of significant price improvements in beef values the last couple of weeks. Now, mixed trades expected during initial activity Monday in the hogs as traders continue to struggle with the ability to spark aggressive buyer support given additional questions of coronavirus impacts across the world. Although the number of cases reported and daily deaths is starting to slow, the concern of the long-lasting impact on the economy remains significantly. Moving to the grains, weaker wheat prices led by Chicago wheat back below $5.50 basis March futures. Aside from the one-day surge to start the week, wheat prices turned in an ugly performance last week, which nearly gave back the entire 24-cent rally. It feels as though global importers are acknowledging the inverse in the cash market and will attempt to be hand-to-mouth until cheaper new crop supplies are available. Corn prices are weaker from the overnight, trading heavy along with most asset classes around the globe as fears over the coronavirus were stoked over the weekend. While China is clearly still the largest concern related to the virus, the inevitable spread could see developed countries tangle with the deadly virus until a cure is found. The soy complex weaker overnight, following suit with other commodities and asset classes as money flow is in risk-off mode following the weekend coronavirus news. It has now been over a month since the Phase 1 agreement was signed, and over a week has passed since the implementation date, with no meaningful purchases from China. We're going to check futures in a moment.
Let's eat better. Let's eat healthier, and let's find simpler ways to do it. Make swaps while you shop, like whole grain bread over white bread. Use crock pots for easier dinners, and let your kids pitch in to make mealtime more fun. Together, we can all take simple steps to eat better and fill half our plates with fruits and veggies. Let's make every breakfast, lunch, and dinner a healthy winner. Get started today with tasty, healthy recipes at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
April live cattle down 90 cents, 118.25. June down 65, 110.27. March feeder cattle down 60 cents, 140.20. April's down 42 cents at 142.10. May hogs down 45, 74.02. Kansas City wheat, March down 5 and a quarter, 468 and a half. May down 5 and a half, 475 and a half. Chicago wheat, March down 9 cents, 551. May down 7 and a quarter at 552. March corn down a penny and a half, 377. May down 2 cents, 380 and three quarters. March soybeans down 2 1/4, 890 and a half. May was down 2 cents, 899. March cotton up 18 cents, 68.93. May down 37 cents at 69 even. And April crude down 208, 51.30. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.